our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before we go back to the phones here, a little piece of news just came in. I know you're all going to be overjoyed about it. The CEO of the mortgage electronic registration system is leaving the company. The rats start to leave the sinking ship. So he's going to get out while the getting is good here. All righty, so back to the phones. We've got Roy in Michigan. Aloha, Roy. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind? Roy, are you there? Okay, if Roy is not there, can we switch over to Greg?
I'm here.
You're there. Okay, Roy. Yes. What's aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A lot of people are going to be disappointed in the fact that the currency, the new currency that's coming out, is not going to be backed by gold or silver. The writing's already on the wall. In 2004, the FDA approved the implantation of biochips, and
Hang on a minute. Okay. First of all, it is not necessary for money to be based on silver and gold. And right now, I know there's a lot of people who said we should do that, but you need to understand that right now the private bankers have got most of the silver and gold. So if we say we demand a currency based on silver and gold, we're just putting ourselves back into the control of the bankers, because we're basically saying our money is based on what you own. So you can base money on any unit of value as long as it is a unit of value and issued by the government. Okay? You don't have to have silver and gold backing. Now, as far as whether it's in the form of coins or paper notes or plastic cards or even implantable chips, it almost doesn't really matter as long as the signal, the token, whatever, represents a unit of value. When the United States was first created, and our monetary system was based on a unit of silver called the silver dollar, the paper money wasn't the money. It was merely a claim check. The money was the silver. And whether it's a paper note or a plastic token or a plastic card or even just data in a computer, as long as that is simply a claim check on the money and is not declared to be the money itself, then you get away from this kind of speculative money value manipulation that has been the bane of this country for almost 100 years.
The only thing,
okay.
The only thing I can really see even a problem with what you're saying is that exactly how is commerce going to operate when you have the vast majority of the population does not have silver or gold to be able
That's why I'm saying you don't need to have silver and gold as the basis of a monetary unit. It just has to be something of value. When Hitler threw the private bank out of the Weimar Republic, he issued a currency that was valued in terms of an hour of labor. And everybody accepted it. And it was considered trustworthy. Virtually any currency can be made to work as long as it is not being issued by a private central bank at interest. That's just the difference. Okay? And thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to move over to Greg in California. Greg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just had kind of two questions. One about the police pension. Where did you extract this information? And depending on where it was, is this your opinion that once the government authorizes the states to go bankrupt, is it your expert opinion that this will happen where the police, one, won't have a pension? Or what about the police and firemen now that have pensions? If this goes through the state, will the president in execution, the pensions that are already established and those guys are getting their money, will they be denied the rest of their retirement?
It could very well be. We got to take a break here. My source is the New York Times. The article is linked to the front page of what really happened, and pensions are specifically mentioned as what are going to be eliminated with this action. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I go back to the phones here, and the calls are piling up here, the caller that we had in hour number one about Beyond Plunderdome has just emailed me the scan of the ad he was talking about, and I'm going to put it up at What Really Happened after the show is over. And, you know, I'm just shocked to see this. And the headline, as he said, it's Cash for Tools. This is not a joke. It's not a satire. There's this company that is basically running these ads in newspapers to say, bring us in your tools and we will give you cash for them. Because there are people in, you know, people all over the world that we can sell these tools to. And, you know, talk about exploiting people in their hardship and their desperation. Because if you don't have enough money to afford repairmen for your home, in your appliances, and your car, and you've sold your tools, you are out of luck, especially going into a period of the greatest depression in American history. You've got to keep your tools. You know, your tools are essential to maintaining your home, to possibly applying a trade, to keeping your car operating. If you're selling off all your tools, talk about strip mining the country. The greedy bastards doing that. I just talk about a sign of the time. It's almost iconic here. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Ray in Michigan. Aloha, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Great show. Your earlier caller there, you know, with the Beyond Plunderdome struck a nerve. I'm here north of Detroit. I spent 25 years as a metal model maker. And I
That's
lost
a hard
my job.
Skill.
I lost my job in 04, so I went out to try and, you know, start my own business, which consumed just about my entire 401k. But the place has been, it's been collapsed, and it's been collapsed intentionally, as you and everybody else that's paying attention knows. But this machine tool and tool issue is that everybody should have their own personal tools to take care of the necessary items and maintain them. But they've, as you say, they've strip-mined the country, collapsed all the small business, forced the small business owners to liquidate their equipment, and guess where it's going? I've personally loaded it on trucks and sent numerous truckloads of equipment and machine tools and such to Mexico, or sold them to, you know, loaded them, and they were sold to people that just put them in shipping containers and send them by the boatload to China and India. And they're doing this so that we won't be able to come back and establish any, you know, manufacturing or industrial base again. They're trying to deprive us of future, you know, by a chess move. And
you're absolutely right about that, and it seems like the crooks that looted and strip-mined our nation, it's not good enough that they've reduced us all to poverty and starvation. They're trying to cripple us so that we cannot come back after them in revenge.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
They're turning us into a desert. They're turning the United States into a desert. If we don't have tools to rebuild with, we're going back to feudalism and serfdom. They'll let us have. Remember the short-handled hoes in California that were almost an icon of the oppression of the agricultural workers?
Yes, I do.
And it was and it was more than just saving that little bit of wood for a long handle. It was just that psychological, keep them down in the dirt, keep them bent over, that mental oppression that Cesar Chavez absolutely said, we will not allow this to go on any longer. If they take away the tools, you know...
We can't live with flint axes, you know?
No, we can't. You got to have your basic tools. You got to hang on to them, especially in these hard economic times. You got to hang on to those tools, especially machine tools.
The machine tools and hand tools, but most of our culture has shied away from that. They're afraid to get dirt and grease under their fingernails, and they don't want to do it, and it's dirty. And so you don't even have people anymore who want to come into the trades as apprentices and practice it because they don't want to get their hands dirty. So now you could have
interrupt here for just a little bit here, because you know you're absolutely right. I agree with you. And this goes back to this whole thing at the end of World War II, where Harvard Business School created this social schism between management and the actual workers making products, you know, with this whole scientific business management and the MBA, and it created a generation of corporate management in this country with no respect and sensitivity for making actual products. And that attitude of white-collar supreme and blue-collar is socially inferior has just pervaded our entire society. And I hate to give my age away here, but when I was a kid, we looked up to those neighbors who could make things. My grandfather, the World War I hero, used to get drunk with Richard Nixon. He had his own woodworking shop. It was powered by a water wheel. I'm not kidding you. You know, I'm not just dreaming from an old Currier and Ives print. In fact, the building is still there, even though my grandfather is long gone. And he had this water wheel-powered wood shop, and he made the finest handmade New England furniture you could get. People came from New York to buy all of his pieces, and you looked up to people who did that. These days, if you're working with wood or steel or brass or whatever, management looks down on you, and they sneer at you, and it's just this horrible, horrible schism. And if you don't respect people who actually make things and make good products, you won't have good products. And now they're basically looting us for all their tools. Talk about an empire in absolute decline here.
It's a total lack of respect from upper end management for their manufacturing technical skilled trades personnel. But that extends also to, you know, the really big corporations who are continually coming after their vendors to lower the price on the products that they're sending. And then, for instance, General Motors may take 120 days to pay you. And knowing full well that that 120 days may, you know, the life of the company may be dependent on that. And, of course, then after the company goes out of business, they don't pay them anyway. So,
yeah, and I've seen that a lot. I've seen two businesses I'm personally acquainted with were driven out of business that way. They would do the work, and they just wouldn't get paid. And I'll tell you, here on the island of Hawaii, getting paid by the government has become impossible. They can be as much as 6 months out. And you're absolutely right. Somebody will come in, you'll do a lot of work for them, and they'll say, well, you know, we'll pay you, and it never happens, and you can go out of business waiting for them. I don't want to name names, but one of the last TV shows I worked on before I decided to give up that whole insane business, you know, I couldn't get paid. They had the accounting, they even fired and replaced the accounting department at one point, and I finally settled for just a portion of what I was owed, and we parted friends and everything. But that's become a business tactic, to stall on payment and hope the people that you owe money to will just go away, which is why I think Washington, D.C. is trying to start a war with China. Let's just go kill them and make them go away, and we won't have to pay back all the money we owe them.
Well, that's pretty much what happened to me. They just didn't pay, you know, and so I could only hold my breath for so long. But thanks for hearing me, Mike, and you have yourself a fine day, and hey, aloha.
Aloha, Ray. Thanks an awful lot. And I know that metals model, you know, that's not as easy as you might think from the name here, because we used to have metal model makers at Jet Propulsion Laboratory making the little models for the wind tunnels, and I know how hard that is to make that kind of precision work. And they're works of art to look at these things. They're engineering models, but they're works of art to look at them. Okay, Barry in Tennessee. Aloha, Barry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Today, Mike.
Good day.
How you doing today, Mike?
Well, I'm hanging in there, and what is on your mind today?
Well, I was wanting to ask you about, I know what your answer is going to be, I'm afraid, before I ask, because I know paper money is probably of no value, but I wanted to ask somebody that did have an idea of the monetary system, what's going on. Somebody has told me that if you bought, you know, the Iraqi dinar, right, that it's valued at, I want to say, like, you buy, what is it, $100 to buy, like, 100,000 dinars. If you went and bought, like, 1 million dinars, that one day here in the next few months, it's going to go up to even with a dollar, and you cash it in, and you could pay off some of your debt.
That's called currency speculation. And it's not a sure thing. The problem is you can get into trouble there because so many of these economies are linked together by the globalists that when the U.S. goes down, I think the others are probably going to take a major hit with it. Rather than buying foreign currencies, and there's a lot of speculation going on with that, if you have investment capital right now, I would say definitely get gold and silver coins. There's a lot of speculation on those things. There's also a lot of fraud going on, so you got to be very careful who you buy from. At this point, I would almost stay away from large blocks and ingots unless you've got the equipment to test them, or the brokerage that you're dealing with has the equipment and will actually test in your presence. But still at this point, what are called the rounds, the gold and silver coins, you know, are still a pretty safe bet. And every once in a while, they'll take a dip, but overall, they tend to be going up here. As far as, you know, buying a foreign currency, waiting 6 months, and all of a sudden being able to cash it in incredibly rich, no, that won't happen simply because there are operators out there who are looking for every little bit of spread between the currencies that they can use to basically do profit-taking at that point. That's kind of what keeps the currencies more or less locked to their rates of exchange. Plus, a lot more of the world's nations are doing what China does, and that is to lock their currencies to other currencies in order to reduce this kind of currency exchange speculation, which is a drain on the economies of both nations without producing anything of any value to either country. So I definitely, you know, would stay away from that kind of an idea. We have to take another break for commercials here, so thank you very much for the phone call, Barry, and we're going to be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go to the phones. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, brother man. How's it going? I'm kind of curious, since I haven't seen the ad you have. I'm still trying to kind of figure this out. But I'll check it out when you post it on whatsreallyhappened.com. I hear the words cash for tools, and the first thing, and I do have a question for you, but the first thing that comes to my mind is cash for clunkers, cash for caulkers, and we saw how successful those programs were, right?
Mm-hmm. Along with all the cash for guns programs.
Right. Well, that's where I was getting to. Now, I know here in the state of Georgia, I don't know anywhere about the other parts of the country because I don't live there, but I know here in Georgia, at various times throughout the year, they'll have that same program, that cash for guns thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a statewide thing all at the same time. It's like they'll do it in sections almost. It's like it's the same group of people doing it, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah.
when I hear this cash for tools, I think the cash for guns and all this anti-gun legislation that they keep coming up with, and they're constantly always wanting more, and now we're hearing about more of it.
Yes.
And everything that, on that level shows me they're actually trying to disarm the population. So now
and if the tools are gone, we're going to be less likely to be able to build new weapons.
So that they're not able to, like, fix their stuff, and then they end up living in ramshackle shacks like Tijuana?
Yeah. Or
I mean,
South Africa, some of those ghettos. Same thing.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when you said that. It's insane. My buddies, as soon as we heard about that from the caller, we all turned and we looked at the computer because we listen online, and we look at each other and we're like, man, there's nothing on the face of this planet that could talk me out of my tools.
Yeah, I mean, what they're hoping is if you're hungry enough, you'll sell the tools here. And I'm sure this is just a for-profit thing. We've sent a lot of these cash for things that are really kind of stupid. I remember that there's this company that's still going around trying to buy up your old unused gift cards, you know, for the few pennies that are still lying on those things. I can't believe they're actually, you know, those things are a rip-off anyway from day one. But, you know, it's just another way of trying to game the system for money without actually having to work for it. And I'm actually putting up that cash for tools image right now, and so you'll be able to take a look at it. But you know, it's almost an insult. The Wall Street bankers, the financial parasites, the money addicts have taken away our lives that we spent an entire life putting together and working to build, and now they want to take away the means for us to rebuild a new life after they're gone. It's like when Rome came in, they kill everybody and then they salt the ground so that you can't start over. You know, they created a desolation and they called it peace. And it almost seems like that same mentality. You've taken our wealth, leave us the means to rebuild our lives after you've moved on to your next conquest. And that's why this thing
is said. Because I mean, hey, you know, if you can afford to go out and buy a new set of tools, great. But folks, if you can't hang on to your tools, man, I don't care if you end up on the streets with a backpack, because those tools, if you know how to use them. Believe me, I've been homeless. I know. And I hung on to my tools, and that's what got me off the streets.
Yeah, you got to hang on to those things. Hopefully these guys are going to fall flat on their face, and people are not going to get suckered into this thing. But yeah, especially during this greatest depression, you got to hang on to your tools, because that is the only way you've got to keep, you know, your home, your car, everything in repair. If you don't have tools, it's just going to rot away in front of you. You're going to sit there with a car, you know, your car will be out on your front lawn up on cement blocks with grass growing around it.
Oh, exactly. Because and you're absolutely right, because when all of this comes collapsing down, we're going to have the tools to rebuild our society. And we're not going to be able to do that if we start giving them up. And if you know how to use your tools, you know, man, that's an asset you can't replace.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to hang on to your tools. This idea of these people going around doing cash for tools, I mean, anytime you see cash for, there's something there that is of value they're trying to extract from the society. And the cash for guns is to disarm us. The cash for tools is to make us, you know, helpless. And the cash for gold is to basically just strip those last few items of value from the dead hulk of what used to be the greatest nation on earth. All right, we're going to let you go because we got to take a commercial break. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought I heard the music. We got one more minute. Anything else you want to say?
Good, man. We'll catch you on another time.
All right, thanks a lot, Lee. And I'll tell you, we're going to start with Greg in California. Aloha, Greg. You called in earlier. You said you had a question you wanted to ask.
Yeah, just a quick answer, Mike. From your past in entertainment over in Hollywood, do you still have connections in music at all?
Well, a little bit, not much. Why do you ask?
I would like to talk to you further about that.
Send me an email. I mean, you know, here at our radio show and what really happened, you know, my wife does all of our music. In fact, we're getting ready to replace our show theme. We had a little vote on the website earlier. But you can drop me an email and I'll try and answer your question.
All right.
Thank you very much. Okay. That clears the phone banks. We're going to take a break for commercials now. And when we come back, I want to talk about one of the fallouts from this Massachusetts State Supreme Court decision regarding mortgages, because the implications are still being fed from the Ibanez decision. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the fallout from this Massachusetts Supreme Court decision, the Ibanez case. And we've had Tracy Long on the show several times to discuss its implications. There's a new secondary effect that is starting to make its way through the court system, because obviously when a bank takes your home away, they put it on their books, and then they turn around and they resell it again to make a bunch of money, to create a new debt, to plunge the country deeper into debt for their own benefit. Well, now there's a problem, because if the foreclosure was illegal, then the bank legally did not own the house and did not have a right to sell it, which means the new owner does not have a title on the property. They may have a piece of paper, but they don't really own that house because the bank did not have a right to sell it. So now we've got this whole new secondary level of complexity, this rat's nest, proceeding out of this whole mortgage-backed security fraud, where we've had millions of homes foreclosed on. The courts are starting to say these foreclosures were not legal. Many of the homes have been resold. The new families are already in them, moved in, nailing up, you know, velvet paintings of Elvis on the walls. Maybe knocking the walls down. They may be remodeling. They may be doing extensive amounts of work on these properties. Many of these foreclosed properties were already considered distressed because the people living in them didn't have money for upkeep. The new owners are in there painting and rewiring and putting in new plumbing, and it's a huge problem because now they're being told they may not own those homes. And it's a huge, huge mess. And now we're starting to see rulings start to appear in the lower courts where the courts are saying to these new owners, we're sorry, you must vacate the property because it has to go back to the person who was in there when the foreclosure happened. And the countersuits are flying, and the title insurance companies are starting to say they're going to need a bailout to deal with this whole mess. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and the damage spreading further and further and further, because the United States federal government will not deal with this situation. There was that congressman, what's his name, Damon Silvers, during the hearings, and he said, we can either deal responsibly with this foreclosure problem, or we can preserve the capital structure of the banks. We cannot do both. So far, the government seems intent on preserving the capital structure of the bank. Protect the money, protect the king, protect the gods, protect the gold. To heck with the people. And the damage from this fraud continues to spread out further and further and further. And it is involving people who did nothing wrong whatsoever except to get in the way of the money addicts. And so now people who bought these homes in good faith, undertook a mortgage in these very difficult economic times to buy these properties and move in and repair and renovate, now they're being told they may have to leave. And it's going to just pile into the court system, which is already overstressed. The problem is growing. It is not going away. And nobody in the government seems willing to make the hard decisions that it's going to take to sort this mess out. So far, the federal government continues to simply cave into the bankers and say, sure, go on, loot the Americans. Yeah, well, we're going to start up a war and send them all off to get killed anyway. You don't have to worry about those people. It's just very, very annoying. But it's just, there's this cascade that is happening, starting with the mortgage-backed security fraud and moving outward. And if we don't find the criminals who started this whole fraud and put them in jail, or worse, then the other money addicts on Wall Street still working their way up are going to say, yeah, look what they did. They made $1 trillion in 3 weeks and retired. I want to do that too. You think I want to spend my entire life working 9 to 5 and retire on a pension that's going to vanish? Heck no. I want to get into hedge fund management. I want to make $1 billion in just a year's time and retire to the Cayman Islands. And, you know, I don't have to worry about what damage I've left in my wake. Now, I want to get over to this Chilcot inquiry in Great Britain. They're starting finally, years after the damage is done and cannot be undone, the British government is attempting to recover its credibility and trustworthiness, same as the corporate media, by finally getting around to basically dealing with the fact that Tony Blair lied them all into a war. And what's rather interesting is that among all these declassified documents, there's this memo. Okay, the minutes of a hearing attended by the former chairman of the Joint Intelligence Committee, Sir John Scarlett, and the former chief of the assessment staff, Julian Miller, in which some very damning statements regarding the legality of Britain's co-invasion of Iraq were discussed. And this document was declassified and was supposed to be made public and briefly appeared in the list of declassified documents of the Chilcot inquiry. But the document is so damaging to the legality of the Iraq war that it's been pulled. Even though it's technically declassified in public property, the Chilcot inquiry said, well, man, I don't think we ought to let the public read this one. This is going to really tick them off. Well, you know, life on the internet, as soon as it's out there, it's gone and you're not getting it back. And there are copies of it all over, including at my website. And it is a very damaging document. It's about as damaging as the Downing Street memo, which basically admitted that the war propaganda was being fitted around the already existing decision to go in and invade Iraq. There really wasn't a reason to invade Iraq coming from Iraq. There were no weapons of mass destruction. They weren't a threat to anybody They hadn't invaded anybody. It's just the U.S. said, you know, we're going to go and invade Iraq, and we just got to come up with, you know, the lies to convince the people that this is absolutely necessary. Now, Tony Blair, you know, giving new meaning to the phrase chutzpah, has come out and said that while he regrets all those British soldiers who died in Iraq, he said that Britain should not apologize for the invasion. Well, Tony Blair, we're not interested in an apology, actually. We want your head on a lance for allying your country into a pointless war of conquest, because there is no greater crime a ruler can commit against their own people than to lie them into a war. I mean, compared to what you have done to the people of Great Britain, Mr. Tony Blair, Charles I was like a minor misdemeanor, and they still cut his head off. So we don't want an apology. An apology isn't going to cut it. An apology will not bring back all those dead young British people in uniform who died on this misadventure. It's not going to recover all the wealth of the nation squandered in this pointless adventure. An apology. Don't insult us by thinking an apology is going to get you off the hook. It isn't. Going to go to the phones. Dave in Idaho. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Mike. Thank you.
Yes.
Are you there?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, great. Yes. Thank you very much. I was just actually calling in on the entire property operation. I think you're square on with what you're talking about. I just don't know how people are not picking up the idea that... if the state, through the counties, which is normally who actually collects property taxes, is able to identify who actually owns, which when you look in state code, the note, how are they supposed to go ahead and collect property taxes? If they're charging you property taxes, they have to actually know who owns the note. If they don't know who owns the note, then you don't own your property taxes.
You raise a good point. I think probably most states are just basically operating on the assumption that whoever is in occupancy on the property is going to be the owner. In the event of rental property, there's a separate set of records, you know, regarding landlords and licenses where property taxes would be applied. I don't know, regardless of the legal requirement, I don't know that states are necessarily going through a title search to send a property tax notice. I think it just goes to the mailing address, and it only becomes an issue if the person who's resident in the property says, hey, I don't really own this. It's owned by, you know, Joe Blow XYZ over in Tijuana, and you got to go get your property tax from them, and then, you know, begins the process of seizing the property for property tax. One of the other scams that is going on right now, and you talk about a new way to create a new bubble, and we reported on this a couple of months ago. The same Wall Street firms that created the mortgage-backed security bubble are now doing the same thing with property tax bills. They're going around to the states, and they're buying up delinquent property tax bills. Then they're adding all kinds of fees and charges and all kinds of uplift that they're allowed to do as private banks that the states are themselves forbidden. And then they basically say they'll take a $2,000 delinquent property tax bill and turn it into a $25,000 debt obligation, and they're bundling those together and selling them to investors and say, you're going to get rich because, you know, we're selling this at pennies on the dollar. And, of course, it's a complete joke, because if the homeowners had the $2,000, they'd pay the property tax. And, you know, if they don't have the $2,000, they don't have the $25,000. So what they're really talking about is this is going to be a whole new foreclosure machine. We're going to be able to grab all the properties because we're taking these property tax bills and we're running them up 10 and 100 times fold, and it guarantees we'll wind up with the homes. And you know something? I got to wonder just what kind of sick person would buy an investment vehicle whose payoff is dependent on kicking people out of their homes. But again, when you're dealing with money addicts, this is the kind of behavior you're going to see. You know, the Snidely Whiplash kind of situation.
Well, I see that, but what I was curious about is I've looked up state code, and on state code, all of this is completely illegal. So
you think that's ever stopped Wall Street?
What now? Sorry.
Has that ever stopped the money addicts before?
Oh no. Money addicts. Just let that go. It's just going to happen as it is. But I'm just amazed because nobody actually just jumps up and, like, let's say class action lawsuits these people, because under their own state code, in order to go ahead and collect on the county basis property taxes, they have to have a legal basis for the actual title. And if they don't do that, there is a huge issue there, because then you're entitled to all of your money back from the state. The state will never allow that to occur.
That's exactly right. I mean, we're seeing already where we're seeing more and more cases where the courts are not following the law, they're not following justice or fairness. The courts are there to legitimize the plundering of the American people by Wall Street and the U.S. government. And they come in and they take your home away from you, and some guy in a robe says, well, yes, this is the way it's supposed to be. And they expect you to say, all right, I guess the guy in the funny-looking robe says, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be, and I'll just go away and not cause any trouble. And it's all part of the fraud and the theater of simply, you know, strip-mining this country for the benefit of the few.
My thought is only that people should look at their own state code, and if they can actually figure out how to do this on a class action, possibly just do a barrage in that direction. As many other directions we can do to make sure that this is going to work out for us.
Well, I would agree with that.
Acts, like you're saying.
I would agree with that. I don't know that you're going to win any of the cases, but I think the American people need to start suing the banks. They need to start suing the Federal Reserve. They need to sue the mortgage companies, mortgage electronic registration system. They need to pile on the lawsuits to basically jam up the system so it can't function any longer and it will come crashing down. And we got to do it now, because the U.S. government is talking about passing a law to simply outlaw suing the banks during this whole mess. That's their solution. They're talking about retroactively legalizing everything that has been done, including the fraudulent foreclosures. There was last year, there were talk about a so-called iron law, which stood for interstate recognition of notaries, where any notarized document was presumed to be factual and truthful and beyond questioning. And of course, that's when I went out to eBay and I bought myself an official state of Ohio notary stamp so that I too can foreclose on properties anywhere in the United States if they pass that stupid law. And of course, the very first property I'm going to foreclose on is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. So, you know, when it comes to protecting the almighty dollar, count on the government and the court system to side with the bankers. They have done so far, and it doesn't look like they're going to change. So the American people, you know, yeah, go ahead and start suing left and right. Get a legal aid society. Find lawyers who are just up and coming who want to make a name for themselves in the media, and just start going after the titans. There's a movement to build a class action lawsuit against the Federal Reserve itself. And again, you know, we can count on the courts to side with the money, but we can at least tangle up the system and help, you know, slow it down as a means of survival.
Yes, Mike.
Okay.
And thank you very much, because you have the best show ever.
Thank you.
You're on the best network ever, and I thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and tell all your friends here, and ditto on the network, and I'm sure John Stadmiller would be happy as all heck to hear that you think so. And we're going to let you go here. We're actually almost out of time here today on this Friday. Thank you. Thank you very much. And let's see. Okay, before we go to the commercial break here, Minnesota last night hit 40 degrees below zero. And it's low enough where it almost doesn't matter whether it's centigrade or Fahrenheit, because that's kind of where they come down and they start matching up the numbers. 40 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And the media is still out there trying to insist that all these animal deaths that are being seen out there, cows now, apparently in Wisconsin, are dying from the cold. And they're trying to say, oh no, it isn't the cold. The birds are playing chicken with cars. The cows were really, really depressed. You know, and I promise you, the carbon Nazis, they're going to come back next year with their carbon tax, and they're trying to convince you that this is not a horrible winter. Meanwhile, down in Florida, the non-citrus crop losses, never mind the oranges and limes and lemons and all the rest, the non-citrus agricultural crop losses from the cold total so far $370 million, and it's only going to go up from here. So, you know, green bean prices, it's hard enough already with a crashing dollar. Food prices are going up. Now we're looking at food shortages because all these farmers prepared for a warm winter because that's what the government told them was coming. Just like those poor people down in Australia who prepared for a drought because of global warming. And now, of course, they're having their whole lives washed away because the flood control wasn't being prepared for. They were looking in the wrong direction. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're kind of finishing up on a little bit of global warming over in Virginia. The Democrats in the legislature are trying a Hail Mary pass to get a bill put through that would end the investigation by the state attorney general into fraud involving global warming research carried out by university researchers funded by taxpayer expense, taxpayer dollars. And I guess they're afraid of finding the inconvenient truth that this is all a scam, because clearly, if you're spending taxpayer money and you're perpetrating a fraud on the public with that money, some people should be going to jail. And they should be going to jail. And of course, you know, at issue is this whole fraud, this whole global warming campaign, crusade. It's all about taking money from you. It's all about selling you a global government for your own good. We got to say, it's about convincing you to live poor, austere, serf-like lives for the good of Mother Earth. We've had three harsh winters in a row. They are absolutely in a panic, but they're not giving up. In fact, you almost have to admire their dedication to keep screaming global warming while animals are freezing to death out there in the farms and fields. But, you know, the situation here is, as long as the carbon Nazis have got money to spend, they're going to find people willing to sit there on blogs and the social network sites saying, oh, yeah, by golly, global warming, that's a bad thing. We got to deal with that. And they just go on the attack on anybody that questions the religious doctrine of human-caused global warming. Over on Twitter, they've actually got a robo-poster. It was even written up in Technology Review. You know, and they said, God, this is so clever. This thing listens for keywords on Twitter regarding climate change. And anytime it detects somebody who doesn't accept human-caused global warming, it throws messages out there to drown them out. Aren't we being clever? Blah, 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 blah. Frankly, I think such things are an affront to the First Amendment, but that's just my personal opinion. Now, somebody wrote an article, we've got it linked to the front page of What Really Happened, called The Downfall of Science and the Rise of Intellectual Tyranny. And it's basically talking about how too many propagandists and salespeople are trying to wear science as a cover for outright fraud. And not just the global warming hucksters, genetically modified crop salesmen, pesticides, fluoride, vaccines, all these things that claim to have science on their side. And I want to make an important point here at the end of the show. Science itself is a very good tool for getting through life. There's nothing wrong with science or the scientific method. What is wrong here in these cases, global warming or vaccines, is that individual scientists are just as flawed and subject to corruption as anybody else. And those who would lie to you understand that in this day and age, wrapping their lies in science is much more effective than wrapping it in religion. Remember in those good old days before the molestation scandal, you could say, oh, yes, God approves of this. And people would say, oh, okay, well, then I'll go along with it. So, you know, religion has fallen and science is the new wrapper. But science itself and scientific method is something we should be teaching our kids, and we're not. Remember, we reported earlier in the week about how colleges are no longer teaching critical thinking and analytical skills and logic to students. It's basically devolved into this rote memorization and repetition that makes you think, just because you've got a bunch of facts and figures in your head, that you have an education, because you don't. Education is learning how to think, learning how to analyze, learning how to spot when the con artists in government and the media and business are trying to take you for a ride. And if they're not wanting you to learn that anymore, it means the ride is very long and bumpy ahead. That's the end of our show. We'll be back on Monday, 2 o'clock, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe and aloha.